Well, up next, as you know, the first 2 weeks of March, I traveled through the north-central part of India, and I spent some time at the nation's capital, New Delhi, and on the road to the birthplace of the Green Revolution, along with the famous Taj Mahal. Today, we'll go somewhere else, to a sugarcane factory that I visited near Moana. Now, the road to Moana during the month of March is littered with sugarcane. It falls from the wagons pulled by water buffalo and tractors, and the trucks piled more than two stories high with this sweet stalk. Moana is about 60 miles north of New Delhi. That's a four-hour drive in India where the road conditions are poor at best and filled with animals, people, and honking vehicles of all types and speed. By American standards, the whole of the billion inhabitants of this land are pretty poor. So real economic impact is pretty easy to spot once you've been around the nation for a while. When you get close to Moana, home to a sugarcane factory by the same name, you can see the difference it makes to the region. At this time of year, all those water buffalo pulling carts filled with cane are headed to the same place. Moana Sugars Limited services some 200 villages in India and about 42,000 farmers. Well, it sounds really big. Geographically, it's not. Those 42,000 farmers in 200 towns are all within a 15-mile radius of the plant. It's a space about the size of my home county in Illinois. Each farmer tends and harvests about 2 acres of sugarcane. It takes 18 months to mature. Moana Sugars Limited knows just which hybrids are planted on every acre and sends word when it's time to bring that crop to the plant. Those within 5 miles bring it by water buffalo and cart. Farmers further out take the crop to a central receiving station where it's loaded onto trucks for transport. More than 600 families, about 1,200 workers, live on site. The plant's operated 6 months out of the year, but its real economic impact on the local economy is visible and vibrant throughout the region. Moana Sugars is proof of the sweet economic impact of real agricultural trade. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason. By the way, about 60% of India's labor force is employed by the agricultural industry. There are some 250 million farmers across the subcontinent. They grow sugarcane, wheat, cotton, oilseeds, rice, and fruits and vegetables. We'll hear more about that and my Indian adventure in the coming weeks. Also, just one other note. As you already heard, the most striking feature to me about this nation is the number of people. It's about one-third the size of the United States in geography, but has better than three times the population. More than a billion people in total.